Welcome to Shocking Art Podcast, where the conversations are shocking. So sit back, relax, and grab some chips.
Is it okay to be different?
Let's find out. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast, the SA Podcast. Today is Monday. It's a beautiful day. And as you read out the title, is should you be different? Whether that comes to your skin color, your ethnicity, that's still the same thing.
Yeah. Just shut up. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, to your ethnicity. I can't even say
it. Ethnicity, your age.
Get it out.
Just leave.
Your background.
Your
gender.
Get out.
Your sexual orientation.
Yes.
Your interests.
Yeah. Should you be more open to being open to about people being open about that?
What?
Wow.
I am
mind fucked.
Yes, that's what we all about.
Your mind, it's right here, getting fucked.
So, do you guys, should we just pretty much start this thing off with just, like, talking about, like, everyone's race and, like, in the group right now?
Yeah, introduce yourself and tell what you are.
Yo, I'm black, but...
Oh, my God. All right. Here we go.
But my mom's from Jamaica and my dad's from Bahamas. They're both island people. They moved to D.C., and I was born there. I don't know why I said all that, but, you know, whatever. Taylor.
Full Caucasian. Swedish, Scottish.
Cock.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
All right.
Full Caucasian.
Yeah, full Caucasian. Yeah. Childish. Make fun of the white guy.
Oh, here we go. All right,
it's
Kevon here. I am mixed, so I am German, Native American, and I am African of somewhere. Pretty sure it's Nigerian. That's what I'm told. I don't fucking know. But yeah, I told everyone I'm a Blerman. I'm a black German.
I like that.
Wait, is that why your username is like that?
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that.
Guys. The more you know.
Okay, I was thinking of Superman, like the...
Just the Blerman, like a superhero.
I wonder why your username is like that on a lot of platforms.
Everything.
Okay.
That's my persona. No one else has that. That's me.
Yeah, you're very special.
Or at least I'm not, what, F-captured photography?
No, I changed
it. I know you did.
I know.
All right, I'm Matthew James. I am a mixed man, and I'm mixed with, on my white side, I got English, like British or whatever, and then I also got Sicilian. Sicily is like the island right underneath Italy, and it's a part of Italy, too. And then, on my black side, obviously, African, and then, what else? I got, like, a bunch of different other things, but the main things are Cherokee and Jewish, like, some traits of Jewish, and then a bunch of other things that...
Boy, you a melting pot.
Yeah, or just
you
not...
You everything at this point.
I'm everything.
Everything.
That's who I am.
I am everything.
I'm everything. Simple, cut short.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Jordan. I'm black and Creole, which my mom has to explain this to me all the time, but it's basically, I'm mixed with a bunch of shit on top of being chocolate. So, boom.
Nice. That's
the way to put it. We got a chocolate man here.
So you obviously can tell that we're all different, and there's missing people in SA right now, but definitely they would be able to, like, you know, explain.
We got Hispanic, we have Asians. Asian, another light-skinned person, black and white.
Racist.
I mean, it's just for real though. It's like we're a very diverse group. We just added a female into the mix just recently too, so that's pretty exciting.
That's one of our biggest thing about us, is that we're different, multicolor group business.
Not multicolor, just
diverse. It's a very diverse group, honestly.
Of hard workers.
Yes, sir.
Love to work.
So I say let's hop into it. Let's get juicy.
Oh, God.
So, Jordan.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jordan.
Hello.
So, we brought Jordan on the show today. Jordan is like, I don't know how to explain it. He's black,
he's
gay. So, he's already experienced being black in America.
Cool.
He's already experienced being black in America, and he's gay.
That's hell. Great. The two big whammies.
So, I mean, if you don't mind, I want to hear, like, just the things that you've been through, that you've had to go through.
Oh, God.
Growing up.
Other than just being called names, obviously, like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, acceptance has been a really big thing for me since I was younger. I grew up in Grandview, Missouri, so chocolate drops everywhere, obviously. Mm-hmm. And even when I grew up there, like, it was, I wasn't black enough, or I didn't wear my pants down to the ground. Yeah. I didn't want to do all that. I mean, I wasn't into that. I didn't think that was cute. And then I was always around girls, so I was always called fruity and X, Y, Z, whatever. And then I moved to Kansas when I was, like, 6th or 7th grade, and there was, like, a handful of us. And I tried to basically fit in, and that didn't work either, because it was just one black guy. And then I wasn't out yet, and everyone, before I wanted to, like, come out, was just like, oh, well, he's gay, he's whatever, 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 was trying to label me before I even wanted to do anything. So yeah. I've been judged for a very long time. Family, people I don't know, whatever, so I have to really just learn to just filter out everything.
See you. So I guess he has this I don't give a fuck attitude.
Pretty much, because I could give a goddamn at this point. As an adult, a gay black adult in America, you cannot give any fucks about what people think about you these days, because at the end of the day, when you die, it's just going to be you. You're not going to be like, oh my god, this Karen, she said I was ugly. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the only person that's paying your rent is you.
Period.
Kind of thing, so I don't care what anyone says. That's the kind of mentality like people should have. Is that, like, when it comes to, like, people, if they judge you or something like that, like, at the end of the day, they're not paying your rent, they're not paying your car, your food, they're just talking. Roommates? You said what?
Just transitioning to roommates?
We're going to have an episode in a couple weeks called, Should You Get a Roommate? So look out for that one.
But at the end of the day, it's like, they don't matter, like, because that's one of the things that I learned growing up is, because I used to like to be, what's the word? I used to like care about other people's opinion. Mm-hmm. And I want to say I still do, but like, that was like one of the things that I did a lot. And I was like making sure that everyone was happy. Like, I needed to make sure everyone was happy. And at the end of the day, I needed to make sure that I was happy.
Dude, I care about your opinion when I ask for it.
Right,
if I don't ask for your opinion, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, that's not cool. It's like for instance, when MJ edits something, and he asks for my opinion, I'll give my opinion. But if I see him working on something, I'm just going to walk up and be like, yeah, that's trash. Like, I hate that. Like, why he did not ask me for that opinion. Why would I sit there and just dog on this shit? You know what I mean? Like, that's just disrespectful.
I'm like, who are you? For one, it could be like, it's not even done editing.
It's right. Like, it's not even color graded, bro. Like,
he just like started. He's like, what is this?
I'm like, bro, I'm on the first clip. What are you talking about? Like, I haven't even slowed it down.
It took me a while to get there, though. Like, it's a lot of tears, a lot of not understanding. Yeah. Like, especially being in this district and being, like, one of the only black gay people in my school. Like, that, like, I was homecoming king, did a whole bunch of stuff. But it took me a while to realize, like, there wasn't a lot of people who were like me and that I couldn't be, like, Matthew and freaking Catherine and all. Like, I couldn't be like that. And once I figured that out, I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna, you know, blossom and be a little butterfly and do my own thing. So it took a while to learn.
Was it still in like high school or?
Yeah, high school was an interesting time. High school was like very much, I knew that I was different, but I was like, I don't really want to come out yet. So I'm a bi sophomore year, and then like junior was really when I was like, I don't give a fuck,
I'm gay, gay.
Bitch. Most of the time, because like when I came out, everyone was like, "Oh, bitch, we do." I was like, "All right, let's go. What's happening?"
Oh, so I mean, I don't.
We knew before you. I'm like, okay, cool, great, thanks.
So I don't mean to get too personal, but again, you know, we try to make the show a little juicy. So were you ever
this fucking word?
Juicy. Juicy. Get all the collides. Keep on just saying juicy.
Juicy. I say juicy all the time.
Juice.
So were you ever actually into females or no?
Not really. I mean, like, we all have crushes.
Yeah.
Like, when I was growing up, Jessica Alba was my girl crush. I mean, I have girl crushes to this day.
Yeah. Sure.
Freaking Jennifer Lawrence. I think they're beautiful. Like, how I look at women is, like, dude,
how we look at women.
Like, how y'all look at women is how I look at
you
women.
You don't want to eat their ass.
Right. So, I just think, I always have, like, when I talk to my girlfriends, I always tell them that I look at them like beautiful portraits. that I always look at them and admire, and I'm like, oh my God, you're the most beautiful thing in the world, and I will hype them up, but I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be with that man. So, yeah. Not my cup of tea.
That's weird, because as a photographer, I guess I see that perspective as well, but like not in that light, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I do now look at women as like, when I say they're beautiful, it's not like I'm trying to holler at them. I'm like, no, you're like beautiful. I love your aesthetic. Me as a photographer, I'd love to do some portraits of you. Yeah. So that's interesting. That's just a similarity, I guess, I can share with you as a photographer.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then it goes to, like, I think that what us also we want to, like, if you're a young kid listening to this podcast, is, like, does it matter, like, growing up? Like, growing up, I think that kids and teenagers growing up should, like, learn to accept themselves, because it's
early.
A lot of people... And again, I wish I was able to do that when I was a kid, because I could have done a lot of things that I missed out on if I just been myself. And that's like a lot of years of things that you missed out because you're like, oh no, that's too girly or that's too guys or something like that. And just worrying about everyone else's opinion. Like really at the end of the day, no, you should not care about everyone's opinion at the end of the day. You should be, unless it's like obviously good advice for some things, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, if you're saying, like, healthy choices and stuff like that.
Bro, but that's, like, even for me, like, I wore, like, baggy clothes and shit until I was a freshman in high school. Because it was, like, I wanted to wear skinny jeans and shit, but I was, like, I don't want to be labeled, you know? Like, I'm already a dude.
And then you got my black ass wearing a fucking skinny jeans. I was like, hey. I don't give a fuck.
The thing, too, like, for me, like, I was, like, again, my personality was, I was definitely the emo kid. And it's like the emo black kid, and then everyone's like the assuming like, oh, you're gay because you wear skinny jeans.
Just
because
you're wearing something different.
Yeah, than different.
Else. And it's like,
they're
really?
Like, you don't listen to rap music, or I'm like, no. I mean, I do now.
Barely.
But like,
I'm a pop motherfucking bitch. Yeah. I love pop so much.
See,
I
that's like people glue you to these things that you have to do, but it's like you don't have to.
Yeah.
You stand
put you in boundaries.
Yeah, and that's
like limiting. Like put you in a box.
Yeah, it sucks.
I remember, actually, there was this guy on the bus, and, like, full-on dreads and everything, black, and then, like, some people on the bus one day, this is high school, on the way to the school, they, like, were like, so you just listen to rock music, and then he was like, yeah, that's, like, this guy was a metalhead, he played guitar and everything, and then...
You're talking about Brian?
No. I mean, it's similar.
You're just, like, descripting me back then.
Okay, I guess let's hear your story then. Like, that's basically, if that's the case, then yeah.
Oh, no, I think it's kind of funny. You were like, yeah, he's black, he has dreads, he's a rock. They're like, he's Brian back in the day.
Is that me? But I mean, like, what do you mean, like, you want to hear my story, I guess?
Well, like, you explain it instead of me explaining about this other guy. If you guys have the same story.
I mean, you can keep going. I don't mind.
Yeah, bro.
No,
yeah,
let's get to know you.
No, you, bro.
No, let's get to know you. Who cares about this random guy?
What's happening?
Oh, my God.
I mean...
The podcast is about you.
Well, anyway, I guess, like, growing up, my mom will only let me listen to, like, Christian gospel music.
Gosh, she wouldn't even let him play Yu-Gi-Oh.
I couldn't watch that.
No.
You go, Aaron.
And so... Damn! But, like, I was only certain, like, it had to be, like, Christian. I had to find, like, Christian rap music. And Christian rap music, like,
it's trash. You
want
to listen to Lecrae?
That's the thing.
Lecrae's
the only one that's good.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, some of the other Christian rappers are, like, I'm like, eh.
You guys talk about the drink?
What are you talking
about? LaCroix?
Oh, yeah. So quiet.
So
you're like,
guys?
What?
Anybody?
The drink, right?
But I would have to listen to that. And so, like, one time, again, my friend introduced me into, like, heavy metal. And it, like, kicked to my soul. And I loved it. And then, again, like, for me, I started changing my the way that I dress. Like, wearing skinny jeans. Having my hair, like, it was, like, dreaded down to, like, almost, like, you can, like, flip it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And people would always be like, why do you dress like that? Aren't you black?
Don't you also like... had a mustache.
Yeah, I don't know why I was just rocking a mustache.
Just a mustache.
I always thought, again, I was caring about girls' appearance. So I was like, yeah, girls love mustache.
No, they don't.
It was just weird. Yeah. It was a weird phase.
They love a full beard.
Okay. I couldn't grow a full beard. It was like really, it was really so patchy.
How do you make that face?
But growing up, I always felt like I had to stick to the norm and not branch out, which sucked. Because like, okay, listening to good music, and it's like, you can find other music and not, you know, change yourself about you or, like, disband from something else. I don't know. It's just, like, it's very weird. And
tell them about anime!
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, anime. I love anime. And, of course, especially now that anime is trending. But back then, you know, anime was never a thing. They made fun of you, man. They made fun of me back then.
Oh, you watch that kid shit.
Yeah, they said Naruto?
Oh, you're that guy.
This nigga watching Naruto?
No, they don't even say it right. Naruto, bro.
Yeah, they say Naruto
you're
or Naruto.
You're watching Naruto?
Says Naruto.
You running around with your hands behind your back?
Naruto? Yeah, running behind my back. Naruto. I used to be the spy.
Oh. Back in the day. I ain't gonna lie, that's how I used to say Naruto. I never watched it, bro. I had no idea. I was like, Naruto? No idea.
Naruto. I mean, I guess you're gonna
Naruto.
Say
Naruto.
I didn't watch the show. It could be like Naruto.
Naruto?
I can see that. If you haven't watched the show and just read the books, okay. We'll give you
Naruto
a plus. But once you hear Naruto, it's Naruto.
Naruto!
Naruto.
Sasuke. But I don't know. That's really basically what my story is, pretty much, is that being judged for being different and not being able to. I had to stick to these standards, but even though I wanted to go here, I was always labeled here because I was black. That, you know, I needed to listen to rap. I needed to have saggy pants. Mm-hmm. I needed to freaking be mean to girls and. Not necessarily that's like black, that's just anything.
See, but so like for me, right? So like I had the baggy clothes, I had the baggy shirts, the baggy jeans, I wore Jordans, and Nikes. Like, and literally, like, at a certain point in my life, like, I went to a school with white people. Like, and so for me, it was like, they're always just like, you're just not very black.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I wore the baggy clothes, but I didn't sag, you know? I didn't really care about listening to rap music, shit like that. But I would give in to what, like, people would do, which made me actually super fucking popular in middle school. So, like, at a certain point, I just kind of, like, caved in.
Yeah.
Started sagging the pants. Because
you
know?
Want to be liked. You want to fit in.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
And then
you're like, this shit is so dumb.
Literally. Literally. So then I finally got to the point, I think it was, like, middle 7th grade, beginning of 8th grade. And I was like, bro, this is not me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a nerd. I play video games, you know. Like, that's what I do in my free time. I don't want to wear baggy clothes. I want to wear skinny jeans and wear shirts that actually fucking fit, you know? So I was like, fuck it, dude. So came back, freshman year of high school, just changed it up. Lost so many friends. Quotations around friends. Because now I'm a loser because I like video games and I wear skinny jeans.
Man,
I'm
a loser.
Yeah.
Who also eats ass?
I was known as the kid whose work you wanted to cheat off of at the beginning of class real quick so you get a good score.
Ooh.
That was me.
Oh, you were that guy.
I was that guy.
You would have been a great friend.
We would have been
real. Hey, what's up, man?
Do this essay real quick.
Yeah.
Yo, you did my homework?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that was that. And then eventually, I mean, y'all know, we talked about it on one episode. You know, I fell into a really bad depression for like 3 years. Dropped out of high school, fell off the face of the earth, and your boy bounced back. Hella bounced back. Now I'm like my best version of myself.
I wish schools would like technically teach kids to be themselves more. I feel like they do, but they restrict
school
so much.
School don't give a shit about you.
They don't. They care about
They will be like, oh, treat everyone with respect, but at the same time, it's like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? You know, point A to point Z. Like, they're not reaching out to really help people understand that, you know, there's going to be different people in your school.
Yeah.
Whether
they try.
Black, yeah.
They try.
Hey, quote unquote, try.
Try.
child. But it's like
have the assemblies and the Black History Month.
No,
you know LGBT.
They do the bare minimum.
Literally,
the bare.
Let's put a LGBT poster up. We did it.
All right, guys.
All right.
Anyways.
The biggest thing that I took out of high school, like growing up, was like if I could look at my younger self, is to literally be like, these bitches do not matter. Don't try to impress them. Because, like, you go through a stage where you're like, oh, I want to impress this person. You got the football games. Like, you're so wrapped up in a high school life that you're like, oh, I really want to fit in. It's like, no. This stuff is literally not going to matter 4 years from now. And you're going to be looking at yourself like, why did I give a fuck about what they thought again?
Okay. Bro, go back. Have you guys actually, like, sat down one day and just kind of went through, like, Facebook and stuff? And, like, look, like, for all, like, the people that were really popular in school and see where they're at now.
Dude, I've done that.
I think about it.
They're all doing drugs and, like, literally. Oh, my God. They're all doing
most of them are doing drugs. They ain't doing shit with their lives. They have kids. I follow some people
on Instagram. I follow, like, two girls on Instagram. And, like,
they're just partying.
They're, like, models. And I'm like, oh, bitch, I knew you was going to be a model. Yay. Yeah. But like, I only, like, follow girls. I don't follow, none of the guys that, like, was in my school.
Don't get me wrong. There is that handful of people I went to school with where I'm like, you're doing well for yourself. I'm happy for you. I need you to do it.
And I'm like, damn, why am I not being successful? Why am I not successful right now?
I would say 90-95% of the people I went to school with who, like, was popular, talked a big game, like, dudes that were buff as shit, fat now. You know, they ain't getting no bitches.
Corona.
They ain't getting no women.
Working at Sonic.
We're literally working at Sonic.
Facebook cringy memes on Facebook. Like
have nothing, have absolutely nothing going for them. They were like, who? Look at me. I'm a football player. Right. I'm on the 18 first string. And you didn't do shit with it, did you? You didn't do shit with it. And you thought you was hot shit.
Right. That made me feel bad. For what? For
what? Bully.
I have more potential on my left pinky than you ever realized. Like, I'm still glowing up, and I feel it. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I really didn't.
So, because that's what you have to learn. Like, you literally, you look at these people and you put them on a pedestal and you're like, oh my God, like, you're better than me. And then you're like, No.
You really are trash.
So
the quicker you learn it, I feel like that's really wise as a young person. If you learn it just like that.
Bro, the second you learn that, you start thriving.
Yeah. That's why I'm so extra. For real. That is why I'm so fucking extra all the time. Because I'm like, I don't care. Like, it just doesn't matter to me anymore. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to put on this front. For what? If you don't like me, then don't fucking talk to me.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Bye. Really. Get out of my space.
As it should be. What about you, Taylor? Got any,
I know you got some stories.
Yeah, for sure. So, what's something that really stuck out for you for, I guess, growing up? Being Caucasian.
Yeah, you know when you used to wear your baggy clothes and now you don't anymore?
I think it's not a good story, but,
it's fine.
I think the worst thing being white is when I lived back in Dallas, Texas a few years ago, where I was born and raised, I lived in an all-white neighborhood. I grew up middle class. I grew up, you know, where my family had money, and, you know, I was in a nice house. I was in a nice white neighborhood, and I went to an all-black school.
That ain't the real middle class. You mean upper middle class?
All right, well, listen. Look, I went to an all-black school. There was probably me and maybe 10 other white kids in the whole school. And it was just very bad because, just to give you an example, one day a rumor started that I hated black people.
Ooh, child. Yeah. Say no more.
I got bullied so hard, I think, the fact of my race. And the day that it happened, I was trying to tell people I did not. Like, how do I tell hundreds, if not a thousand black people that I don't hate them? You can't.
That spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
That's like, girl, did you hear?
And that day, I literally went.
Where he at? I'll treat him after school right now. I was saying. That's what happened.
That's almost what, I literally almost got jumped by like at least 100 people.
Jesus Christ.
If you hear that, you're like, where he at?
He ain't making it home tonight.
Yeah, I literally...
I was, it was the end of the day, literally that morning, that whole day, people were staring me down, like, ready to jump me the entire day. School finally ended. I literally got surrounded by at least 100 black kids, and I was about to get jumped, but no one touched me, surprisingly. I don't know why. But I called my dad. I was like, yo, I'm in a really big problem. I need you to come get me, like, now. And he showed up really quick in, like, 2 or 3 minutes, and then he took me out of school, and he homeschooled me for 2 years.
Bro, you think...
Who started that rumor, though? I would have fucked him up.
I have no idea.
Bitch.
They would have been like, wow, he hates black
people. All these motherfucking people. I don't even know.
Yeah, it would take, like, literally some random guy to be like, hey, he hates black people. And then it would just spread, honestly.
Yeah, it was, that was really bad. I'd never, my middle school experience was not great. I went to full Mexican school, full black school. Almost everywhere I went, I was just fighting with my own ethnicity against...
I was too, because people that, like, before I left my middle school, somebody tried to say, like, that I could beat them up, and then they got a whole posse together. I was like, okay, I'm gonna give me a whole posse, whatever. But they really wanted to fight me because somebody else said that I could beat them up, and I was like, bitch. And then they turn out to be, you know, full rainbow. I'm like, were you mad? Were you mad? I didn't even want to fight your motherfucking tiny ass. You look like a midget. Like, I can't
look at us now. What are you doing?
So, stupid shit like that. I mean, hey, I didn't go to school that day because I was on a trip to go see my stepdad's family, thankfully. Because I didn't have time for the nonsense. But, yeah, that shit was dumb. It wasn't that bad, though. So, I'm sorry that you went through that. And whoever put you through that is horrible.
I'm just, I didn't get jumped that evening. So, like, I'm good. I'm cool.
Also, country kids.
Oh, no, that was in high school. High school, all white. I was, you know, I lived in a small town called Chillicothe here in Missouri.
Gross.
And, yeah, I know. You think I didn't want to be there? I was just there, and I went there. But everyone was white, so like the ethnicity wasn't a problem. It was what people didn't like about me was how I was so invested into car related things. Like I had the nicest car in the entire school, and
your FRS? They were jealous.
My FRS.
That was the nicest car in the whole school?
Dude,
not
yeah.
saying it's not a nice car, but it's like, dang.
Well, you never saw it in person.
I saw a lot of pictures, though.
Yeah. Full Rocket Bunny kit, giant chassis mount spoiler, underglow, sound systems, you know, sticker bomb, Japanese, hentai all over.
Thing.
Yeah, and everyone else had lifted trucks, pliers on their belt, cow shit on their boots. It was a fucking mess. Yeah.
They were jealous.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty much the only city guy. I wore Jordan snapbacks and the whole nine yards.
Yeah,
like,
they were
hating.
Boots
and, yeah, it just didn't work out.
They were probably...
You don't belong here, yeah. Boy.
That's cinnamon.
I don't wear Jordan now. I'm wearing a fucking suit right now, so, I mean, but...
He dresses like... He's from fucking Florida or some shit, bro, all the time.
I get told I'm, like, from California.
Whatever, bro.
You get told New York.
New York, yeah.
I can
yeah.
see that.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
see that.
But, being white hasn't been a problem since high school. Well, since middle school, I think, really. So,
wow.
It's been
good. You heard it
like
so
far.
I heard it. I wish I could say that.
You heard it here.
It's been
first,
folks.
Well, I mean, I think, like, personally, but maybe across, like, a... societal view, maybe white, you know, white has a lot of privilege and all that other shit. I mean, that's a big conversation to go into, but I think, like, locally, like, personally,
that's a big conversation.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah,
speaking of white people and black people, real quick, you guys ever I'm sure you've seen it, the white supremacist from Dave Chappelle?
No, I haven't seen it.
You ever seen that skit? You ever seen that skit? So basically in the skit, it's like an identity crisis. So Dave Chappelle, obviously, he's a black comic, and he's blind in this skit, and he thinks he's white. His whole entire life, he thought he was white. Mm-hmm. So he, like, has this full hate for black people. And it's, like, it's so interesting, because it's just, like, he was actually accepted by a bunch of white people in the skit. Like, all the white people liked him, because they didn't know that he was black, because he had on his KKK outfit.
Yeah.
And, like, even though... Man. Yes.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
Yeah,
like
literally go on YouTube yeah. and look up Dave Chappelle, white supremacist. And it's just, like, it's crazy, because he had the same ideals as all the white people, but as soon as they found out he was black, they all shunned him.
Yikes.
It's, like, it's absolutely ridiculous, but it's, like, it's just a good example of, like, literally, like, this one person could be black, one person could be white, and you guys could literally have the same interests.
Yeah.
But it's just like, because your skin's different, you're gonna not like this person.
That's what I'm
makes absolutely that. No sense.
It's because this person could be gay, this person is like that's straight true. Or something.
Right,
like
exactly.
That.
That's how people treated me, like they was gonna get cooties, bitch. Mm. If I could turn you gay, I would have turned you gay. If I had that power, trust me, high school would have been fun as fuck. And, like, I would be getting it, but like, because I don't.
Yeah.
Like, people just assume, like, oh my god, I can't be friends with him because I'm gonna be, like, I'm gonna, people are gonna think that I'm gay. And I'm like, you wish you had that luxury, but, like, you don't.
But that's,
so
like,
I didn't have that many, like, straight friends either growing up. I was just,
that's, like, a real stigma that people have, though. It's, like, even as a straight guy, like, people think, like, you can't have a gay friend. Right.
Which,
like,
we are your best, and you're gonna give me the best fucking tips.
I feel like you will be the best. Yeah.
But it's just, like, I think, like, legitimately, like, there shouldn't be a reason why you can't have a gay friend. Because, like, the second, so, like, you're a straight man, and then you have a gay friend, and then mm-hmm. people want to start saying, oh, well, you're gay, because you have a gay friend. No. It's like,
no,
why?
The best wingman possible is how I view it. Because, yeah. like, even, like, with my girls, like, I'm like, oh, okay, like, if I have a straight friend, then a relationship, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But I always take the girl side. I'm like, I'm your best friend.
Yeah.
If you want to fuck with me, I will tell her. And then you will be single. So don't fuck with me. But I never did that. But I don't know. I feel like we're good wingmen. Yeah. Like, you like this bitch? I can talk to her in 2 seconds. Hi, bitch. You look so cute.
This is true.
Oh, my God.
That's no.
And then they drop to that. To, and then I'm like, literally, like, give it all,
I
like,
see that.
I do have to agree
with you. It takes
me
2 seconds.
I've had a couple gay friends, do, like, wingman for me, and it's always, like, perfect.
2 seconds.
But, you know, like, if I go ask Brian to go wingman for me,
shut
awful.
Up. Shut up.
Absolutely awful.
Because then there's also, like, you know, obviously, the friend being gay, like, it's not gonna be, like, cockblocking.
Right.
So...
No,
that
you
won't
can
be
have
a problem.
Them. You wanna?
Yeah, that's true.
Here you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're not wrong. You're
yeah.
not right, but you're not wrong. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's time for you. So.
Yeah,
all
just
right.
leave. We'll clock out right now.
Yeah.
Clock out.
I'm gonna have you clock out. That's Brian's supposed
log
to
log out right now.
leave the microphone though.
I had a friend for so long growing up, who was always so nervous to like talk to girls. And, like, in my world, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you fine as hell. I don't care if you agree, disagree, whatever. I'm going to just say it, and then I'm going to keep it moving.
Whether,
but
like, before you came out, or just...
Well, after I
came out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, before I came out, it was a little different, but,
when did you? Fucking ask.
Junior year, officially. It was kind of, like, up in the air.
No, when did you graduate?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about coming out.
Yeah.
2015.
Yeah, you came out as being gay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 15?
Oh.
14?
13.
12?
13.
11?
13.
What?
13! 12? 11? 9? Anyways, it was an early enough age where I knew and everybody else knew before I knew, and I was just like, great, I'm glad we're all on the same page. But he always was scared as fuck to talk to girls, and I'm like, if you don't just tell this bitch that she's pretty... or she's cute, or whatever, and just keep it moving. Like, I don't understand what is so... And then mm-hmm. I would always be like, okay, well, who is she? Do you need me to talk to her, mm-hmm. or whatever? And I would be like, oh, this is such and such. He's really great. Like, he's tall. He's good at this. But, like, I always hype people up. And then he just never, like, followed through. But
gotcha.
I was always that person to, like, set the layup,
yeah.
or whatever.
That's what's up.
I tried.
I don't get, like, one of the things is, like... especially when it came to, like white people, not necessarily, why am I saying white people, just people,
I
like to say,
like,
let me finish what I'm saying, when it comes to people that hate other races, there you go, that's what I was going to say, because I was thinking of the Black
so
Lives Matter,
racist people,
yeah, racist people, that come in and just solely hate on people, just because they're different, or I just,
or they speak another language.
Yeah, speaking another language.
Go back to, I hate that shit. If I was to see that in real life, I'd be like, bitch, are you dumb?
You've never seen that in real life?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Dude, okay, especially working
because
in sales.
Because if I do, I'm going to be fucking going the fuck off. You're going to see my ass viral somewhere. Like,
dude, okay, so working,
I will go the fuck off
working
of somebody.
In sales, I've seen that so much. Like,
yeah.
Literally, you see it so often in sales. Like, especially, like, you'll have someone, like, come in the store or something like that, and they'll be like, I need to talk to someone that can actually speak English. And I'm like, whoa.
I had someone who was like, are you gay? Like, I worked at a U.S. bank, a call center, inbound call center for credit cards. And someone was like, are you gay? And I was like, does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, can I help you with your credit card? And he was like, I would rather speak to someone else. And I'm like, okay, bye. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, why does that matter? Or, like, some people think I'm a woman on the phone, too, but, like, that's a different conversation. I'm like, sorry. My voice goes up in, like, different octaves. I can't help it. Especially when I'm nervous.
Oh, my God.
It's bad.
What were you saying, Kimura?
What was I saying at this point?
Dude,
that was a good long story right there.
Yeah, we were talking about the phone calls and like how people just come in.
No, they do it all the time, bro. They're just like, yeah, I just need to speak to someone who can speak English. And I was like, what?
Like, yeah, I have a hard time listening to Mexican. I was like,
your customer service is always just people in India. Like, I'm just
I hated that working at US Bank. And I'd be like, oh, well, I'm sorry that you experienced that, but they're trying their best to help. Like, I was always like, so what do you say about me behind my back? Because I sound like a whole ass white woman on the phone or somebody. Outside of a bunch of chocolate drops, I'm like, what are you saying about me?
Oh, God. Dude.
People are interesting.
There's, like, different ways to, like, go about it, too. It's like, you could just be like, I had a hard time hearing the person on the phone.
Right, but you know they ain't gonna say that.
They think that you're gonna be, like, sympathetic when they tell you, like, oh, I heard this Mexican on the phone. It was hard to hear them.
Freaking
like,
Indians. Oh,
yeah, I agree.
I hate that so much. It would make my skin crawl.
But, yeah. I don't know, but that's...
Another one I would always see is, too, like, when I worked at this big box retail store called Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, we're all at Best Buy.
Good old Best Buy.
Those were the days whenever I would just walk into Best Buy and just hang out with
people. Literally, you and Brian would always come in and come see me, bro. And we would go, we would just walk around the store and just talk. Like, thank you for getting me out of work. But, so when I used to work there, it was pretty interesting because Best Buy tries to be as diverse as it can. Like, you know, they try to hire people that aren't just white. They try to hire people of different ethnicities. And they also try to hire, like, a good amount of females. So, like, my department was, like, half females, half dudes. I worked in a mobile department. And there were so many times that, like, you know, I was going to throw it out there, like, older white men, you know, would come in and one of two things would happen. They would see the female and not want to work with her. And immediately, like, even though she was in front, like, she's there up front, they would look at her and immediately look over to me because I'm male. And, like, literally just overlook that she's even there. Or she would be working with a customer and then he's just, like, not believing what she's saying. Hey, Keelan, can you come over here? I go over there. I repeat the exact same thing she just said. Okay. And it's like,
the blatant really, disrespect. Dude? I hate that shit.
And then the other one that I would get, which I didn't get this one too often. It was mostly the women that had the problem. Every now and then, you would get that person that would come in. Me being a black male, white male right next to me. And I'm right there. I'm up front. I'm the person that's going to help you. Go straight to the white dude. Even though I'm already right there. Like, I'm like, hey, what can I do for you today? Ignores me and immediately goes to the white dude. It's like...
See, my crazy ass. How the way... Did you just hear what I just said?
you grab my arm. Excuse me. I'm right here.
You'll see me right here looking at you. Hello?
Are you here to help?
I'd be like, if you're not deaf, you need to go ahead and, like, you know.
Now, granted, that was an Independence, and Independence is an interesting place. When it got really bad was when I started working in Belton at Verizon.
Ooh.
That's when the...
Country town.
Yeah, so I'm dealing with all these Hucklebucks and stuff like that. That's what we always called them at the store. We called them Hucklebucks because of the way they talked out there. But, yeah, so working out there was interesting because I would literally try to help people, and they would be like... They just didn't want to listen to me. Mm-hmm. So I had to go get this dude that worked there, that's worked there for like 5-6 years. I had to always go get him to come help out because, like, he was a white dude and everyone trusted everything he said, even though I'm literally telling the exact same thing, which made absolutely no sense. Damn. So stupid.
Oh, yeah. But what are some things that we could do to, like,
I guess, actually, besides sucking a dick.
What?
He said sucking.
First of all, I did say that. Yeah. And then I said choke on a rock and then choke on glass.
So what are her advice that we could do to give to people that are racist?
Sorry, that's just my first response.
Guys, I'm literally over here just like, what are we talking about? How did we escalate from giving advice to sucking dicks?
I'm sorry. That's just my comeback. I'm sorry.
Tell them to try it and then, you know,
I mean, it might change your mind. It might change your life. Who knows?
Don't knock it till you try it.
What is happening? Okay, side note. So me and my friend were having a conversation today. This is about sucking dicks, by the way. So, me and my friend, he's also, just hear me out here.
So, if I hear you out, it's always so nasty.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. And y'all talk about sucking ass all, like, the whole time. Yeah,
shut really? The Taylor. Alright, so me and my friend are having a conversation today, and basically what happened was, I was like, so here's a random midday thought. As a male, do you think that we would be better at sucking dick than a female? Because hear me out here.
The woman
doesn't have the part, and she only knows from what you tell her. But as a guy, you have one. You know what a guy likes. You'd be better at it by default.
By default, you would be better at it.
I'm not gonna acknowledge. So Taylor knows he sucks good dick.
Then he came back with. Okay, I'll raise you.
What?
Right.
What?
He didn't really raise you. But he was like, yes, I'll raise you. How about this one? And his was stupid. He was like, so you have a lasagna. And you have another lasagna. And you put one lasagna on top of the other lasagna. Do you have two lasagnas or one lasagna?
Shut the fuck
up. You get one lasagna.
All right, it's time to stop.
you have one lasagna, by the way. One lasagna.
He's checked out. I can't.
I feel like...
Okay, so back to the advice about the racist.
Yeah, let's that was actually get to more important
than about dicks. Because that's a different episode.
What's something that you could tell them to be like, hey, be more acceptance, I guess, besides...
I mean, my question would be, why are you mad?
Common sense.
We're not doing nothing to you. Right. Why are you mad?
At the end of the day, my thing is like, we're all humans. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if you're blue, black, purple, polka dot, whatever. I mean,
Smurf or whatever.
Everyone deserves the right to do everything that you're doing. So
Smurf.
What the... Smurf. I don't understand it. I have no, like, choice but to be open about... You know, you are what you are. It is what it is. But to refuse somebody something just because there's something that you're not used to or that you're not familiar with, I mean, ignorant as hell to me.
What about you, Matt? Anything?
Open-minded question your current beliefs because what society deems as normal is not normal at all. I mean, like, in fact, nothing should be normal. If everyone was the same... This would be a boring world.
Period.
You need to learn to accept diversity, difference, and embrace different ideas because that's how you grow in the end. So, as a human race, that's also how we adapt. Because if everything was still the same and we had the same knowledge, we wouldn't be where we are right now, like building cities, being able to feed a whole world with plants, because people back then, if they had the same mindset as people who are not open-minded and had a closed mind, anytime someone had an idea or had something that worked way better and was completely different than the norm that was taking place, then we would have never grown. So in the end, be open-minded, question your current beliefs, and actually start doing research on different beliefs and see... what I do personally to have an open mind is I think of myself as the Bruce Lee of philosophy, religion, and science. So I keep an open mind in all three categories and take what works and throw out what doesn't work. That's it.
Keep on. You got anything? Matt goes back to sleep. Yeah, so my two-piece.
I don't know, dude. My biggest thing is just be yourself, dude. Like, who...
You're Seth dead.
You're Seth dead.
Bro, who this literally dude. Is anyone to tell you what the definition of normal is? Like, there is no definition. It's 2020. Right.
There is no normal.
There is no normal, bro. Like, there's this, you are who you are, and we should accept who people are and how people are different.
Things might be strange.
Things can be strange or whatever, right. But at the end of the day, like, you need to be open-minded. You need to understand that, like, not everyone is going to be like you. Not everybody's going to think like you. Not everyone's going to have the same definition on the same things as you. This, it doesn't make any sense to be that single-minded or that narrow-minded. Yeah. It's like, it's stupid. Like, for real, like, if you should give everyone, granted, you can be hesitant, that's fine, but you should give everyone a chance.
Yeah.
You should. Like, you should give any, if they're a different race, a different sexuality, a different gender.
Different religion.
Unless you're one of those people that tries to push a religion on people, get the fuck away from me.
And the thing is, too, is, like, when it comes to giving, what? When you freaking, what's the word? When you are, yeah, I forgot what I was going to say, but now I know. So, when you, like, give people a chance, don't, just because you have one bad experience with some race or different person, don't be like, oh, that's all of them, kind of thing. So, that's a reminder.
Don't discriminate the freaking against men, ladies. Don't discriminate just because you like women. Bad
leave us alone.
Men.
What?
Just because y'all like bad
women? Basketball
yeah, this
show
is.
Now? Oh, absolutely
hey, woman,
not.
Just because one man does something doesn't mean I want to do it.
That's same to y'all. Just because one woman does something.
Exactly. That, I mean, again, anywho. That can go both ways. Both ways. Taylor, you got anything?
To the racists, though, who are listening to your podcast?
He's the white. You're speaking
currently
for the white
live.
People?
For the white people?
No, just in
not
general.
On behalf of the white community.
No. Don't do that. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. I'm not as deep as everyone else has gotten. Just common sense. I mean, we're all people.
I don't believe
it. If you like someone, you like someone. There's your friend. I mean, I got Samoan friends. I got mixed friends. I got black friends. I mean, you know. If I like them, I like them. I don't give a fuck if you're Mexican, white, Portuguese, Italian. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't know. If you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't. It's personality, not skin.
Yeah.
That's it.
No one's not forcing you to, like,
be
have to be friends.
Yeah, literally.
But, like, treat them as, like, a person, like a human being.
Yeah.
Coexist.
Nothing wrong with coexisting. And
you don't gotta like everybody. I don't like everybody.
Yeah, you don't have to like everybody. Everybody different.
What about me?
Out of nowhere, just wakes him out of sleep.
Yeah. What about me?
Yeah, I think that's a key factor. Just personality. I mean, I don't know how many times people have said what MLK said.
Okay.
Well, I had a dream. What?
No, don't judge a person by the color of their skin, by the nature of the character.
All right, say that again. Retweet.
Yeah.
Like, retweet. I had a dream.
I had a dream.
Wrong quote, my bad.
I think you should judge people on their personality because, you know, I can know if I like you or not like you from the minute I shake your hand. But, I mean, I don't know. But, if you're black, Mexican, I'll walk up to you just like I walk up to anyone else. Yeah. I'll walk up to you like I will to the president. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's the beat just going on, you know, hey, you know, all that.
Oh, so yeah. We're not bringing Taylor. We're going to
have to find out.
But, again, just be respectful for everyone. Don't force your beliefs on other people.
No,
at
don't do
all.
It.
Because
don't
that's just, the thing is, that's definitely going to push people away. It's okay to be, like, explaining about your religion, your belief, your whatever, but when it comes down to it, it's their choice.
Period.
And if they say no, then accept that. And then move on and be friends and do whatever you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that would be our closing statement. You guys have anything else to say?
Eat ass.
Eat ass.
Okay. Well,
try a dick.
Yeah, try it's a dick.
For you.
Has that has a vitamin D. I haven't tried it, but you know.
Literally.
See, I didn't go that far, but.
Literally. Well, guys, we hope that we gave you some good insights on being different in the world. Because, you know, being different's the wave. Don't be like everyone else.
Yeah.
It is boring.
If you like anime, I mean, it's kind of a freaking trend now, so it kind of doesn't matter.
If you like Naruto.
Yeah.
Naruto.
Naruto.
Get you some Naruto, girl. Yeah. Get
something. Like Naruto, Inuyasha.
Dream. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I love Pokemon.
But yeah, y'all, if y'all enjoyed the show, make sure you check out the Facebooks at Shocking Yards Pro and Shocking Yards Photo. Make sure you check out the Instagrams at Shocking Yards Photo and Shocking Yards Pro. Make sure you check out the Twitch stream at Shocking Arts. Make sure you check out the two YouTube channels, Shocking Arts Productions and Shocking Arts. And I think I covered everything.
And we'll see you guys in the next podcast. 1, 2, 3, peace!